Welcome to MySecurity TV and our Tech and Sec Weekly. We're going to be joined once again and welcome Ron Gauci, the Chief Executive Officer with the Australian Information Industry Association. And the industry there is calling for at least a $250 million investment into Australia's AI strategy, a national strategy. So we'll get a bit of an update from Ron on how the AIIA is going and their recent call out to government. Ron Gauci, the Chief Executive Officer with the AIIA. Ron, thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks for the invitation, Chris. Much appreciated.
Artificial intelligence and the release came out from the AIIA, and I do like how you guys operate of, you know, you kind of push and comment very, very quickly and promptly on government initiatives. Yeah, maybe if you can give us an update or background from the release that came out, you're calling for a quarter of a $250 million, quarter of a $1 billion investment into the AI, national AI strategy. What's the background to this?
Yeah, and you're right. We are calling for a significant allocation in the May federal budget. And the premise is that we believe our key primary industries are exposed when we look at the level of investment being made in AI offshore. And we're talking about billions of dollars of investment across Europe and Asia and in our region. And that means that our primary industries are at risk of becoming uncompetitive and probably unattractive globally. And our concern is that we'll become a country of consumers rather than producers. And it's a pity because Australia has a recognised leadership position and expertise in AI. And the current investments across federal and state governments have been targeted towards research in a small bits and pieces fashion, and it's fragmented without any actual commercialization agenda. And the investment level is still well below global standards, as they say, and without conversion of research investments to a commercialization of our AI industry, I think we will find that our primary industries will become uncompetitive. That'll have an impact on our economy, employment, and so forth. So that's a real issue for us. All of the research, all of the papers around this have suggested that if we get the AI investment right, this could be an additional $255 billion economy revenue injection over the next 15 to 20 years. So it's not insignificant. The returns are great if we do this correctly.
Well, New South Wales have come out with an AI strategy. I take it there is no existing national AI strategy, is there?
Not per se. What we're seeing...
No, this is a first.
Yes, and we are seeing fragmented strategies. So you mentioned New South Wales. Victoria has one, Western Australia, and South Australia has that as part of its high-tech strategy, and Queensland has instigated an AI hub as well. But what we're seeing is it's quite a fragmented approach.
Yeah.
This should be a national play.
Okay, so there's a couple of things. In one, we should refer back to the AIIA's digitalization strategy. I think that was last year, early last year that came out. I'm seeing that fragmentation is really, it's troubling me because you can't keep up and everyone's off running around doing their own thing. And it's difficult to, without an overarching national strategy, just on, you know, a national strategy on all things, let alone just a national AI strategy. And then how does that feed into all the other strategies? And if you do that policy and strategy work, it gets difficult. If they've got too many strategies, you can't intertwine them. One of the questions I had is, do we need is this going to fit into the national digital economy strategy? Is it part of that? What's the link?
They work hand in hand, no question, right? And as I think you're asking with your question is that, for me, it's as simple as the sum of the parts will make greater the whole if we actually bring that all together, let alone have a united strategy. But currently we see small and relatively insignificant investments being made in a disjointed way across a variety of industries, across various state governments, and even across private enterprise. And it's typically in areas of research and early stage development. What we're saying is, and we think there's been around 100 odd million being invested in research, for this to turn into that potential $255 billion industry, we need to actually commercialize those assets. So we believe that we should be aggregating our resources, commercializing our assets, and creating new globally competitive markets, leveraging our domestic primary industries.
What do you think it looks like? What do you think on the ground that will look like? Is it really matching the industry to the research or accelerating that research out to be commercialized? And what are your members saying? Obviously, this is member driven as well, and you've got some big players in that market. How do you think it needs to be brought together? What would be the key things you'd be looking for?
Well, I think it's a combination of all of the above. I think it's taking what each of the states are currently doing in a smaller way and bringing those together for the collective resourcing of what our industry has to offer. We've got incredible organizations, both the small to medium enterprises doing great things in AI, as well as larger organizations as well. We believe that by bringing us together as a national interest, and we as AAIA believe we can drive that as an independent organization, independent of brands, independent of government influence, if you like, bring together the skills agenda, understand what the skills requirement is going to be in the demand, and bring and work with other industry associations across our primary industries to create globally competitive industries powered by the innovation technology that's available. And I think, therefore, as I say, we can become leaders in this space. We can retain our skills and our IP, if not actually attract new skills and new IP. But what I think the mechanics of the way we would like to see it work is that we believe you need to understand where the winners are, give them the support necessary, and it's not just about giving them the seed capital and the likes. It's about skills, it's about understanding markets, it's about networks, it's about a whole lot of different things. And unless you have a national strategy and you have a clear strategy, then we won't ever realise that potential, Chris.
Do you think it got missed out a little bit with the priorities there with space and advanced manufacturing, or do you think it's in there and hence why it needs to be linked into those national priorities? I mean, that's one thing I did like from the government in terms of at least we've got those six primary priorities and then we can sort of plug in whatever we're doing. Because I was going to say, where is Australia's sort of low-hanging fruit in this? Because it's quite a large area. AI can be applied to all industries. Is it going to be, do you think, industry-focused and get into our sort of niche areas?
Yeah, look, firstly, it's the latter of your scenario. So yes, it's embedded in a number of investments in those industries. And the government is right to focus on particular core industries. We can't be all to everyone. So I think that comes back to my earlier comment about picking the winners and identifying which industries are going to give us a competitive edge. The beauty of what we're talking about here, Chris, is with AI across those industries, across our primary industries, is that it's not dependent on where we are or how big a country we are. It's not gender specific. The beauty is the technology we have. We can lead the world without having to be, you know, a big population or be located in the Northern Hemisphere. And I'll give you a very simple but powerful example of what I mean by that. Our iAwards program, which you know about, we've been running for 30 years, attracts entrants and innovators across the country, and we get hundreds of entries per year. More than half of the entries we got last year were around AI across the small to medium business sector. And a number of those actually, and in fact, a number of winners came from the education sector. Yep. In fact, some of those even secondary school students, right? So I use that as a simple example of how much talent we have in this country that's being untapped and unsupported and sadly unfunded. And that's why we think that by having a significant investment, like we're calling on the federal government to put in the May budget, that'll give us the opportunity to, as an industry, helping other industries become much more enabled with the use of technology as a driver of their own industries in our own national economy.
I was going to come back to skills, but you've just touched on the money. How did you come up with that amount, and is it a concern that you're not hearing enough about the funding? Yeah, where's the funding push come from on that front?
We have created, firstly, that there's no shortage of information in the market in terms of where the opportunities are and what the investments are that are required. So all of our business planning and all of our modelling is well researched from independent sources, and they're fairly consistent. So we're confident that the business models that we're working on, we're confident the numbers behind that, and those numbers include skilling up, you know, cross-skilling, upskilling our workforce, as well as providing in some cases seed funding, but also identifying through research other opportunities. And it is our intention actually that if we can turn this into a true success story, we can actually refund back the research component and take some of that pressure off the federal government. That's how confident we are that this opportunity will create further opportunity down the track.
And the duration of a strategy like this as well, that time frame, sort of the national cybersecurity strategies are around that 3 to 4 year period, and most strategies are of that, but then sort of the funding that came out from cybersecurity, for example, started to talk 10 year timeframes. What's your time frame mindset on this as well, on how far forward they should be looking at?
Well, I think, as I said earlier, the reports show that we could turn this into a substantial multi-billion dollar industry over the next 15 to 20 years. I think just to focus on that important part of your question is, look at how much opportunity has been created in AI and how much innovation has been introduced, focusing on AI in the last couple of years. If we don't get this right in the next 2, 3, maximum 4 years, then we'll have missed not only a critical opportunity, but we will lose our competitive edge, we'll lose our skill base, and to me, I think that would be an absolute travesty given our positioning at the moment. But it does require investment. It's an aggregated investment, and it needs to be a national strategy, and we believe we can assist both the federal and state governments in bringing that all together.
On the skills development, and kind of the last question on sort of the skills, is it also skills development on displacement of skills as well with AI, or is it just focused on the technology and that innovation and the commercialization, or do you think that can be picked up elsewhere, but just things around displacement?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Chris. I think the trends overseas are that the AI industry is creating significant employment opportunities. Where there is displacement, it's usually in the mundane roles where people are looking for more interesting roles and challenges anyway. So if anything, AI is providing both automation and simplification, if you like, of those roles, allowing people to do more interesting things. So, for example, and I've spoken about this at conferences, look at the role of AI in education. By providing the analytics and the AI technology that exists in education, what's happening is we're allowing teachers to actually get on with what they enjoy doing, which is teaching, and teaching in better ways and newer ways, and therefore creating a better experience for both the teacher and the student. And I could say the same in health, and I could say the same in agriculture. So really what we're seeing is that AI technology can actually provide significant benefits and a much better experience. So I don't see it as displacement. I think if anything, it's more replacement, if you like, of mundane to interesting.
Yep, absolutely. It's a good segue from, we spoke to AMTAR, the Australian Mobile Telecommunications Association, last week on 5G and, AI, 5G, and there's a whole bunch of others coming through. It is definitely a priority area in terms of the technology. it's potentially also a one-off opportunity, as you say. If we don't get it right, this decade is going to be a wild ride as it is. We can't fall behind, but there's some absolutely amazing opportunities in this space. So look, Ron, thank you so much. So this is the May budget. What would be your response if it's not sufficient, or are you pretty confident that the government will have this all sewn up and ready?
Well, whoever knows.
I'm
not about to put my job on the line on it and make a prediction. But I think, in answer to your question, we as an association has worked very closely with the federal and, in fact, state governments. We do believe that they're hearing what the industry has to say. And I also think that we've seen responses from federal and state governments, particularly the COVID white paper that we presented midway through last year, has resulted in some significant changes, including the appointments of digital ministers around the country responding to that. If I look at around the Prime Minister's cabinet now, we have 6, 7, maybe 8 ministers who have had exposure to our portfolio that understand the opportunities that information technology can present to other industries, and our job is to work with those industries to make sure that they do understand the opportunities that innovation technology can bring for them to be globally competitive, creating employment opportunities, all for the good of our national economy.
Very well put, and very diplomatic too. I like it. We did do a cybersecurity panel late last year, expecting a cybersecurity minister, and it didn't happen. But I'm sure, as you just mentioned, how that cabinet is stacked, digital and AI should be up the top. So it'll be an interesting one to watch. Any calls to action for your members, Ron, or what you'd like to push out other than this one for AI and sufficient spending?
I just think we are far more effective when we are with one voice, using the same language, delivering the same message, Chris. So these opportunities that you present with your program here is terrific for us, because we are able to deliver that message, and hopefully it resonates with your viewers.
Beautiful. Well, look, Ron Gauci, the CEO of the Australian Information Industry Association, or the AIIA, thank you very much for joining us. I think this is our third or fourth time to have both yourself. We had your operations officer on before as well. So let's fingers crossed for the Australia's national AI strategy. Ron, thank you very much. I'll let you go, and I do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Enjoy your day. Cheers.